Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah, well, I am trying to be a jerk. Is my mic on yet?
Unfortunately, yes. That's because the producer just cut you off. No, it's actually been turned off. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. We are already... Oh, wow.
Why can't I be heard?
We are already off and running on a Windbag Wednesday. The shenanigans took maybe about 3 seconds. About 3 seconds, but... We will attempt to do a radio showgram for you on this Windbag Wednesday, a beautiful sun-drenched Wednesday in the nation's capital and hopefully beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app. Matty Ice is here. The callers will be here later. Please don't suck. Please stay on topic. And please be quick and efficient so we don't have to run your ass. And then Linnell Willingham is here, the leader of something. I don't know what he's doing. He's throwing poor Grimace out the studio and videotaping it. I don't know. I don't get the bit. I guess he's trying to flush out Grimace, which is what Doc calls him and what we had a little bit of fun with last week. But there is no fun in Ashburn. And D.C. and Northern Virginia and Maryland right here and right now, despite a 5-2 record, because we got the news that we should have all been expecting that if you were paying any ounce of attention, you had to be expecting. You had to be prepared for.
Just making sure.
And that was that Dan Quinn said today that Jaden Daniels will not practice today, did not say the rest of the week. But that Marcus Mariota will indeed take all the first-team reps, or the normal first-team reps, and talk to reporters after practice. And as if it wasn't already obvious, and it's been obvious if you listen to this show, since Monday when Dan Quinn spoke on this show and said Jaden Daniels was week-to-week, we kept saying, hey, man, Jaden Daniels probably not going to play. I went in to Monday's show thinking slight chance Jaden Daniels could play, and now I am obviously just the opposite. And that was before we got this news. This only makes it worse. What are you laughing about over there, youngest in charge?
I'm glad I'm permitted to talk on my show.
Well, I'm
glad.
Again, we should straighten some things out, just like I had to tell Longfellow underscore T-Wad last night. I was open to adding your name to the show, but it's not going to be the YIC and Rooster show. I'm going to be first. We didn't discuss that.
I could
that
care
part.
Less about that.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying to, we're marketing here. We're trying to add dollars to the program.
How's that going?
It's going great.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe if you put my damn name on the show.
Oh.
And maybe we would get some more advertising dollars.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Excuse me for being a draw.
You know, Matt, I'm gonna make an executive order. Go talk to CK right now. And for the 2 o'clock hour, I want a special open that says it's the Linnell Willingham show. Oh, and that piece of crap, the Rooster, who used to cover the Commanders for a very long time and did it very well, by the way.
Crazy. I just talked to CK and he just laughed in my face.
Yeah, okay. I figured that's how that would go. Anyway, good afternoon, YIC. How are you? Are you done?
Let's get on with the show.
Are you done? Let's
get on with the show.
Pitching a fit?
Let's get on with the show.
I'm trying to. I said, good afternoon. How are you? No? Okay. We move on. Dan Quinn announced.
This is incredible.
Well, you're making it incredible. Dan Quinn announced that Jaden Daniels is not going to practice today. I can't say I knew it all along. That would be disingenuous. But I had a strong, strong, strong feeling that he was going to be very limited today, if anything. And the very limited would be basically him shotting around on a no-contact jersey and basically flipping a football about 10 yards and everybody go, ooh, Jaden Daniels is going to play on Sunday against Caleb Williams and the Bears. We're not even apparently going to get that. Dan Quinn correctly, rightfully, on a Wednesday, right, with still two practice days left to go, and we may have the same situation tomorrow, by the way.
Who?
Dan Quinn made the right decision.
It's great. It's great. What he's doing is great. The situation's great. I'm not concerned at all.
Why do you say it's great?
Because it's not something because it's not something that is long term. It's not something that is more than 1 week, if that.
Okay.
So that's good.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
The bigger concern, injury wise, is left tackle. Because God knows I don't want to see Trent Scott play.
No, you don't want that.
And that would mean we were one injury away from seeing Trent Scott if we
you don't want that, but Cornelius
Brandon
Lucas
Coleman.
Would be the starter
then
if Brandon Coleman is not
said,
practicing
we would be
today.
One injury away from seeing Trent Scott. And if you watch.
Well, you're one injury away from seeing Sam Hartman warming up on the sideline, you know?
Jeff Driscoll.
Well, Jeff Driscoll would. I shouldn't say one injury.
But clearly, it's not. Two injuries. Different than one. More than one injury.
You get
my point. You got to try to keep up.
I do keep up.
For your sword-worshipping Athens in Annapolis, this is not a good start for you if you're keeping score. But no, you've got the chance to crow over this for 2 days. I had to deal with the idiot fans Sunday during the post game show.
Crow over this?
I don't know where you want to go with this. Oh, I told you, Joe. It was a possibility he'd get injured. And that's all you want to do with this. You're almost rooting for an injury,
Matt,
to Jaden Daniels.
Have I?
Because it backs your narrative. I don't care what Matt says right now.
No,
he is your. You are a law firm. He's going to back whatever the hell you say.
I've done 6 hours of radio.
I had to sit here and listen to you all summer.
Yeah.
Complain and bring up this dumbass hypothetical. If he gets hurt, what if he gets hurt? And now he's hurt.
No, it was a realistical.
Yeah, but one of the things, it's realistic, but like
you
in the grand
about,
scheme
you,
of
you,
it,
you talk
how
about things
much does it really matter?
It matters a lot, because if he does not play this Sunday.
Who cares? It's week 7, Chris.
If he just let me explain. If he does not play this Sunday, they have a lesser chance to win an already tough game to win. One, that is a conference game. That is a conference game and could have tiebreaker scenarios, Coach Shan, attached to it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So for anybody that says it's just week 8.
No, it is.
Yes,
it's just
week 8, but it has some tangible effect on the rest of the season.
As does everything in this world.
Okay,
and there are consequences.
So then we shouldn't even consider anything, right? We shouldn't consider injuries. We shouldn't consider injury risk.
I'm not saying we should consider playoff scenarios. But I'm saying in the grand scheme of everything that's going on with the team, it's not a big deal to me.
Okay.
It is not something that gets me overly concerned.
But let me just say, so Brandon Coleman, because Trent Scott might have to play, is a big deal, but Jaden Daniels
missing the game
is not.
Because a concussion has a much greater chance to be longer term than a rib. That's why.
It depends on how severe the rib injury is.
Well, clearly the rib injury is not too severe, is it?
Well, we don't know that because Dan Quinn refused to acknowledge what exactly it is.
He was able to return to the football game and throw. He didn't force himself out of the football game. He threw a pass.
He handed
the ball off.
On the side
of the field. It's not.
He threw on the side of the field. He was
X-rays
wincing
and there's no broken ribs.
We don't
there's
know
no
that.
Fracture.
We don't know that for sure because they refused to say that. The head coach was given an opportunity on Monday afternoon to say, and then doubled down by Scott Abraham, which was the absolute right thing. Hey, Dan, just want to be clear. Is it a broken rib? Or can you say, I forget exactly how Scott addressed the question. Can you rule out anything? And there was nothing. Dan literally talked in circles.
But that's when you, as a bright, astute reporter, use your context clues.
Oh, I was.
So you think it's a broken rib?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's the point.
I didn't say that. But what I think is not what's important. What is reality is why they won't say, no,
because
it's not a broken rib.
Because that's what they do. Well, it's coach speak.
Okay.
You want to see, that's what I'm not going to sit here and do is get all caught up in coach speak. The bottom line is, and this is all I'm going to say about it for the rest of the show, I promise. Because I've about to blow a gasket.
Right. The bottom line is you believe Mom
the
and bottom, Jeremy Fowler
the bottom
more, than,
line,
more than anything
the bottom
else,
bottom line
right?
is... You don't play the kid until he is 110% healthy okay. with zero discomfort.
Fine.
However long that takes is however long that takes.
Fine.
That's it.
But that's not the same as acknowledging whether it's a broken rib, a bruised rib, torn cartilage.
I'm not here to play Dr. Chow on X.
Well, that's part of our job.
No, it's not.
Part of our job.
Do you have a PhD?
Part of our job
your medical
is to,
advice is just
part
as
of our
good
job
me,
is try- not is not just to go, hey, they say he's fine. That's
Chris,
it.
Did I say that? This is the only scope that it should be looked at through. The only. There's only one. I promise you. As nuanced as we get on this show, with this, there's only one scope you look at it through. You acknowledge there's a rib injury. Fracture, break.
They have acknowledged
doesn't
that
matter.
There is a rib injury.
Doesn't matter whether correct. It's a fracture or a break, because the end result is the same. He does not return to the field of play without being 120%.
You do understand there is nuance to just that. If he has cracked ribs, broken ribs, a broken rib, a cracked rib,
it determines
is different
how
than
long he is out. I understand that.
It is different
that.
Than
I'm
bruising or swelling. That's why it matters. Why it's important, because nobody knows what
it
is.
Matter. I said that what matters most is him not returning until he's 100%.
Okay.
If that's
if
3 weeks,
if we know that
that's 2 weeks.
Okay, but if we know that he's got a broken or a cracked rib, then we don't have to play this silly game. Well, maybe he's going to practice. Maybe he's going to play. Tony Romo will get his jollies on Sunday.
And you keep talking about CBS the chance will get that a big... Dan Quinn had. For someone that was couldn't put his legs down when Dan Quinn got the job, right? He's doing what a damn professional coach is supposed to do.
That doesn't mean
that's
that
the
I
answer
have to.
He's supposed
but
to
that
give.
That doesn't mean I have to like it. That doesn't mean
he's
I have not, to agree with it.
He doesn't go to the podium to give answers that you like, Chris.
I understand that. I've been around forever, but I do a talk show. Yeah, this is what you don't understand. I do a talk show.
And it
bothered me a little bit that he was given chance after chance after chance after chance.
It bothered you
to exactly
you,
say, "Hey,
I don't believe it
guys,
bothered you.
The rib's not broken." We're not going to get more into specifics, but just so you know, the rib's not broke. He has not said that at all, period. And he's fine from mommy is not, hey, he doesn't have a cracked or
can
a hairline
you, can
fracture.
I, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Did the tweet bother you too?
No, because I used it on Infinity Sports Radio on Sunday and I was laughed at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who you laughed at, Bob?
Pat Boyle and Jody McDonald. Two hosts on the network. They chuckled when I said, for whatever it's worth, a tweet from mommy says he's fine.
Because
but he's fine does not once again specify
bottom
that he doesn't
is,
have
hey,
a
look,
cracked
hey,
or
look,
a hairline fracture hey, or a broken rib.
Hey, look. Whatever the injury is,
mm-hmm.
until there is zero discomfort, doing football things, I don't want to see him play.
Okay.
That is
That's a fair point. But I would also ask you this, Mr. X Division III football player. Is your body ever 110% during the middle of a season? Whether you're nursing an injury or not. Meaning there's going to be some discomfort level at some point when he returns to practice and or the game.
Chris, I don't think
it doesn't just go away. You don't just stash him on a shelf for three or 4 weeks.
If that's what you need to do for him to not have discomfort,
what if you do that and then he sneezes 2 weeks from today because of the allergies in Ashburn, and then he all of a sudden has more discomfort? What happens then? Then is he out for another 2 to 3 weeks because he's got discomfort and he's not 110%?
So you're okay with putting him out there without being 100% is what you're alluding to.
Basically.
Yeah, and you're stuck on stupid. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say in my life.
All right.
Anyone out there that feels as if he should be playing while not 100%, take your head out of your ass.
Okay.
2024, just because we've exceeded expectations through the first 7 weeks of the season doesn't mean that the main thing is not the main thing. I don't want to play this game of having him in the lineup, out of the lineup, in the lineup, out of the lineup. He's not healthy. He's not right.
I would agree with you on that.
He doesn't play under my watch until he gets right.
I didn't say he has to play this Sunday.
However long that takes. That's why Brian Dotson and all the members of the offensive coaching staff fawned over Marcus Mariota, right?
Yeah.
That's why you got a backup that you could comfortable winning playing with, right? That's why he started the start of training camp, right?
Yeah.
Because you have faith and confidence in him.
Yeah.
So show me it.
Okay.
Don't play this kid.
I have no problem saying that he should.
You want to put the kid out there and he's not 100%.
I have no problem.
It's ludicrous. I couldn't even believe he would say something like that.
I have no problem thinking that he shouldn't play or should play. Or let me back up. I have no problem thinking that the best thing for him to do is to not play this Sunday. I do have a problem with you saying he should not do anything. He should not play. Maybe he can practice. Maybe he can run. Maybe he can throw a football. If there is anything less than 110% healing.
So you want him to get hit and get hurt again and have to miss more time?
No. I'm just simply saying that scenario that you're trying to cook up doesn't really exist in reality, right? It doesn't really exist in reality. We know football players play all the time at less than 100%. We know that, again, you can sit a guy, whether he has a cracked rib or not, for 2 weeks, say, hey, buddy, take it easy, painkillers, this, don't do anything, don't whatever. And literally he can sneeze from allergies and re-aggravate the injury if it's not a broken rib. And if it's a broken rib, maybe it really hurts him when he sneezes. But if it's not a broken rib and it's inflammation or it's torn cartilage or if it's something, but you're the guy, and I guess there are plenty of people like you because I got yelled at by plenty of people like you on Sunday night and Monday. You're the guy that says it's not important for us to know whether it's a broken rib, whether it's torn cartilage, whether it's
It's not that it's not important. I just understand that I'm not going to be privy to that information.
Okay.
And I've come to grips with that.
I would like to be privy to some of it, as much of it as I possibly can, and I'm not privy to any of it right now.
Because they play a game this week, Chris.
Okay.
You want Chicago preparing for two quarterbacks.
And you can say, look, guys, he doesn't have a broken rib. Just so you know, we're not going to get into further detail. It bothers me in hockey. You know, the sport that you love? In the NHL, when they say upper body injury, lower body injury, and they refuse to give you any details, it is the biggest bunch of crap in the world. I hate it. I don't like it. And I am the biggest hockey fan in America. Okay? I'm the only one that's got this right.
The sport was not created to appease media members.
I understand that. But I have a radio show that I get to voice my feelings and my opinion on.
No.
And
your
I'm
opinion.
Telling you how I feel.
No. And what's the basis of what sports radio is off of? Your opinion.
Yeah.
You can have an opinion still without having that information. So this idea that you need the injury report do your radio show is ludicrous.
Well, when you don't have that information, you come up with you're coming up with, which
speculate.
Is 110%.
You speculate.
I'm not going to play him until he's 110%. But they're not going to tell you, hey, guys, we're not going to play him until he's 110%. We're not going to tell you that. We're not going to give you any of that information, right? So I'm asking for information. You're just saying, I'm not going to do this until he's 110%.
Based off of the information that I have. Not me going and making it up.
Why wouldn't you want more? I'm not making anything
because
up.
Because I understand that
I'm asking.
I understand that I don't work for the team.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give that information.
Fine. Congratulations.
So that's something I'm going to concede.
Congratulations. Would you like me to clap like
a
seal?
That's something I'm going to concede.
That you realized that? Great. It doesn't mean that I have to think the same way as you think.
I almost said something crazy. Man.
I mean, but you see where I'm getting at?
No.
My point is, if they would have come out and said on Monday, hey guys, he doesn't have a cracked rib. We're not going to give you the practice plan. We're not going to tell you whether he's going to play. He's week to week. I would have understood that a little bit more.
But
I would have appreciated
Chris,
that a little bit more.
Just because the head coach didn't say it like there are national reporters that tweeted there's no break or fracture in the x-ray.
There are national reporters that are getting information from sources we don't know.
You don't think that... No.
We don't know.
Use your context clues. Who's been getting spoon-fed info
all
summer long?
We don't know.
Jeremy Fowler has his ear closer to the team than Nikki Javala, than John Kimes, than all of those guys.
You play that, and you believe 100% everything that Jeremy Fowler says.
Because where is Jeremy Fowler getting it from?
Because you think that he's being leaked that information, presumably from Dan Quinn, right? So you play that game. I'm going to say, you know what? You're probably right. Jordan Schultz is possibly right, but maybe it's coming from the agent. Maybe it's coming from mom. Maybe it's coming from whoever.
You think they're going to lie
about
it?
We don't know. We don't know.
There's no benefit.
There's no benefit, but they may not know.
You don't think Jaden's mother, you don't think Jaden's agent knows what his x-ray says?
Why do you think they had two of the first people he would tell? Why do you think they had to do additional testing on Monday? When they were able to rule out probably by X-ray at FedEx Field in the first at Northwest Stadium
because
in the first half,
further deeper.
Oh, yes, because you get a better understanding.
What's an X-ray show?
Swollen.
What is an X-ray show?
An X-ray shows whether there's a crack or not. Sometimes they're hard to see.
Correct.
When they're swelling and inflammation.
Why would they go do further testing?
Right.
Because that is what multi-billion-dollar organizations do.
Exactly. And
when they're not worried about Aetna health insurance, you go get as many MRIs and x-rays as you want.
And maybe further testing revealed something else after Jeremy Fowler and Mommy's report, is what I'm saying.
You don't think further testing? Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If they've had a more declarative update since Monday morning, before Dan Quinn spoke at the podium?
You're not going to get that, though, Chris. That's the thing I keep trying to say.
Then I'm allowed to wonder, and I'm allowed to speculate, and I'm allowed to ask questions, and I'm allowed to be concerned.
You are. I just think, like, at some point, you got to just let the kid, it becomes about his health and letting him heal.
Right. And that's where I'm at. I'm the devil for being worried all along that he was going to get hurt. And here we are, week seven, and he's hurt.
It's not that you're the devil.
Go ahead. It's not that I'm the devil.
It's not that you're the devil. I would never call you the devil.
Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness that you wouldn't call me the devil. I'm saying that I'm viewed as the devil for being worried all offseason that he was going to get hurt.
You're viewed as someone that should walk around in bubble wrap because you're scared of everything.
301-230-0980. Your reaction, Jaden Daniels not practicing today, does it tell us any more? Plus, Jamin Davis will not be playing for the Commanders this Sunday, and there's a good reason. We'll tell you why and explain why, or at least attempt to, coming up here in the 1 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, along with Liddell Willingham, who says he's the youngest in charge, and I am completely out to lunch, and I've said the worst thing ever on planet Earth because I had the mere audacity to question why we still have not gotten an exact medical diagnosis or anything, for that matter, ruled out about Jaden Daniels' rib injury on the day that we found out from Dan Quinn he is not going to practice today. Now, again, I would caution everybody by saying Wednesday is not the important practice day. I would say by tomorrow, if he's not practicing, the chances increase, maybe not tenfold, but they increase somewhat significantly that he's not going to play. And by Friday, obviously, we would probably have some definitive idea based on whether he can even get on the practice field. Wednesday, I'm not as concerned about, but it is still notable.
So, Chris.
It is still notable. Before you chime in, I just want to say, Scott Abraham doubled down on Monday and gave Dan a chance to kind of clarify, hey, man, what exactly is the deal? After Dan's initial statement, right? And Dan has an organization to protect and his quarterback to protect and gamesmanship to protect and competitive advantage to protect. I got it. And Dan is very open, so I want to be very clear that this is something that I have a disagreement with. Does not mean Dan's a bad guy. Does not mean the organization's trying to be nefarious or hide something. It's just I don't like it, and I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't like it, and I have a forum to say that I don't like it. And when he was asked for clarification, he said, quote, "The best thing I can say for the fans, this is not something that's a long-term issue. That's why we listed him as week-to-week. And like I said, we're hopeful he'll play this weekend," which is coach speak. "But we're not going to miss one step as it goes through it." And I believe the question basically was along the lines of, "Hey, Dan, I just want to make sure, can you rule out broken rib or however Scott phrased it?" I don't remember exact, but it sent off like in my ears when we played it live here on the show on Monday that even then, Dan was not willing to say it's not a broken rib. It's not a hairline fracture.
Chris, but if it was a broken rib, for someone as skinny as Jaden, it wouldn't be hard to get that on the initial x-ray. No break was shown.
You know that for sure. You became an x-ray tech overnight?
Why would people describe the situation as he's fine if there
because
was no
he's
break?
Fine does not mean there's no break.
A break
it could
would
be
mean
a hairline
not-
fracture. It could be anything. He's fine is not the same as.
So what's being reported?
Yes.
What's being reported?
He's fine. He's not in any serious
initial
danger.
Test Sunday showed no fractures, but further tests today in the coming days will provide more clarity.
Okay.
There's no fracture. Right. There's no break.
So we don't know.
Those are the two biggest concerns with the injury, correct?
You understand what I'm saying. And after the initial reporting, they were doing more testing. So we don't know the results of that testing. They could have found a hairline fracture. We don't know. We don't know. And Dan was not specific. So that's my point. Now, you may think that's a matter of semantics. I do not. It's vague. And it's okay if he's got a broken rib or hairline fracture. I'd like to know that. But I have a right to kind of say, hey, you know what? We don't have that information, so that is concerning. If it wasn't a broken rib, if it wasn't a hairline fracture, why not come out and say, guys, we're not going to exactly tell you the exact scope of the injury. But just so you know, it's not a fractured rib in any sort of way.
So you're.
But they refuse to do that. So I have a right to question and wonder.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
Sure.
That's all. And when he said week to week as opposed to day, that's, I'm sorry, and I know you're not going to like this, and I know Paulie's not going to like this, and I know all you Jaden sycophants aren't going to like this, and all you burgundy and gold pom-pom surgically attached to your butt cheeks people aren't going to like this. When he said week to week, that is different than day to day. And that has a different contextual meaning. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a wordsmith. Never have claimed to be. But I've been around long enough, 51 years on this planet Earth, to know that week to week is different than day to day.
And?
Right. So, and doesn't mean we don't talk about it or think about it until they decide that he's 110%. I got to do a radio show every day, and I have new information, and I have a new co-host. I couldn't do this conversation with Doc yesterday. I'm finding out quickly I can't do it with you either.
No, but it's not that you can't do it with me, but make some sense. Be logical in your approach.
I've made plenty
of
sense.
You're like, yeah, but you're being like cookie cutter with it. Like it, like to me, and maybe that's
really
the wrong
cookie cutter.
Maybe that's the wrong
cookie
use
cutter
of
is
cookie
like
cutter.
Generic.
I think you are trying to build and make something that is not there organically.
But we don't know is the point. We don't know.
We don't know.
Because Jordan Schultz's report that you just read at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, we don't know whether the further testing was done at that point.
Chris,
we don't
you
know
have
if it
no
came
clue,
after that.
You have no clue what organ I have to use the bathroom. But there's a hunch of what I have based on other information that you know, correct? You're like using your context clues.
Do you not have a bladder?
That's not the same thing.
You're right. I guess it's... You can speculate. You have no clue in reality 100% what sex organ I have. But you can speculate based off of... using your context clues with me and come to a conclusion. That's how you should be treating the Jaden Daniels situation.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. That's your
opinion. You have information.
That's your opinion. I don't know who Jordan Schultz has spoke to. I don't know who Jeremy Fowler exactly has spoken to. I mean, I could guess. I can speculate.
Use your context clues with Jeremy Fowler.
Again, I can guess. I can speculate.
Has he not been the national reporter this summer?
Well, you slurp that stuff up. I don't.
No.
Nothing that Jeremy Fowler says means anything to me. You know,
the producer's trying to tell you to break, so I'm going to shut up. Okay. Maybe you should.
Perhaps. Let's do it. Time for a trending alert right here on the team, 980 and the Odyssey.
God help me.
All right, the first day of the NBA season is in the books, and history was made last night. LeBron James and Bronny James, father and son, playing in the same game. They entered in the second quarter off the Lakers bench. Bronny did not score. LeBron did his thing. The Lakers won, thankfully, because of Anthony Davis. And history, again, was made by the James family, in case you missed it, late night. Meanwhile, tonight, the rest of the NBA gets going, including Brooklyn and Atlanta, Orlando and Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. The Wizards are not in action until tomorrow night, right here on the Team 980. Coverage at 6:45. Hoffman's there at 4 against the world champion Boston Celtics, who throttled the Knicks last night. The Capitals with a fourth straight win last night in Philadelphia. Tonight, they tango again with the Flyers and John Tortorella. Again, at 4-1, Flyers just the opposite. 1-4-1, 7:30 puck drop. No local TV coverage of that game, so the only place you can hear it, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. All right, we're going to get into your calls, and as well, we're going to ask Nick Allegretti. At about 2:35, starting left guard, Super Bowl champion from the Kansas City Chiefs, but starting left guard and doing pretty darn well for the Washington Commanders. He'll join us right after practice today, right around 2:35. And again, the news is that Jaden Daniels will not be practicing today. Marcus Mariota taking the first team reps. We'll ask Nick about all that, how that felt. And as well, Mariota will address the media after practice later on today. That all per Dan Quinn.
You know what someone should ask? Are you going to walk off the field Sunday if you start? If there becomes a point in the game where you're not happy with what's going on, are you going to walk out?
Who?
Marcus.
Oh. Okay.
It was a joke. It was a joke, Chris. Can't get over yourself.
You have a weird sense of humor today.
Well, no, I haven't posted it yet online, but I had to give a public apology Sunday night on television.
Whoa.
To Marcus Mariota. Yes,
whoa.
I did.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You did?
I did not post it because I did not want Matthew to find it.
Woo! Wait a second.
I had to issue a
Matt,
public.
Go to DC News now, right now, and see if you can hunt that down or call our pal Derek Forrest.
Yeah, it's on the Instagram of some of the other hosts. But no, I had to publicly apologize to Marcus.
For what, Linnell?
For I don't know exactly what I was apologizing for. It was more so a bad take.
Yeah.
I don't even want to consider it a bad take. It just
bad analysis, bad opinion that he's a bad person, bad teammate.
Yeah,
that he's a quitter. That
sure.
Where you get in trouble is where I used to get in trouble. And I'm just going to give you a little radio 101, little life 101 here. You would have been much better off saying, "Hey, man, listen. I don't like Marcus Mariota because he takes too many sacks. He's a little slow
but
in processing."
But that would be me lying.
But that's football stuff. That's legitimate football opinion. Instead, you took what happened on a
opinion.
Netflix documentary.
No.
And what was reported and rumored
from others across the league.
What was reported and rumored, never truly verified exactly, and you use that to hold against Marcus Mariota for the rest of his life.
So short-sighted.
No,
it was
we
not. Just
had
that,
this
that
conversation
went into my opinion about
a
Marcus
million
Mariota.
Times.
The Eagles had the most epic collapse.
So that was Marcus Mariota's fault?
Finish? Holy cow! The Eagles had the most epic collapse of any team in recent memory down the stretch. Jalen Hurts was on one damn leg, and they did not trust Marcus enough to let Jalen heal up. I think that says a lot about your confidence level and faith in the backup. Does it not?
It says something. It does not say a lot.
Give me a damn break. Are you kidding? So, their $250 million investment had a clearly significant lower leg injury that was influencing his performance. And instead of sitting him and allowing him the time to rest and heal,
right,
they played him.
So you think the doctors and the trainers got together and said, yeah, you know, we can't trust Marcus Mariota. He quit
it has
on a Netflix
to do
documentary.
With the doctors. Holy cow.
They make the decision.
No, they
yes,
don't.
Yes, they do.
The doctors
They
don't.
Make the decision.
The doctors advise.
They
the
make
decision
the decision.
Is down to the player and the coach.
The player is going to say, this is what Doc said yesterday. I agree. The player is going to want to play. If he can even remotely try and play, the player is going to want to play. It's up to the doctors to be smart, to not be competitive warriors.
So let me ask you this. So why when a guy—
They cleared him.
If it's not up to the coaches and the player, ultimately, at the end of the day, why when a guy gets cleared from ACL surgery, there's a buildup and ramp up? He's cleared for play. Why doesn't the team just play him?
He's cleared to return to practice.
Oh, Chris, get up. I've gone through it.
So,
was my discretion when I was ready mentally, physically to come. I got cleared to return to play.
Right.
And it was my discretion and the coach's discretion.
Just like it was Chase Young to take an extra 7 weeks to return from his ACL when he was cleared to return to practice.
So you're going to pick on Chase Young with this and realize that it's something that happens commonly throughout the National Football
League? I'm just going to observe. I'm just going to point
out. Is it not
out,
something that's
I'm
common
gonna, no, I'm just gonna
in
point
the NFL?
Out, I'm going to point out.
You're going to point out.
Situations that
the
we've all done.
The bottom line
with.
Is your premise of the doctor, it's all the doctor is
Wait,
like not,
so,
it's
so,
not accurate. It's
so
not all
let,
the doctor.
Let me ask you this, because we're talking about Marcus Mariota and this has nothing
Correct.
To do with him
so,
starting
so,
this
so are
Sunday.
You going to, are you going to recognize what I was saying, though? My comments about Marcus Mariota was not just based off of the Netflix stuff. It was based off of his time in Philadelphia as well.
Right, where Brian Johnson, who came
to-
from Philadelphia, said, you know what? AP, DQ, I got the perfect guy to lead, to teach, to mentor, to be a possible starter, short term, long term. I've got the perfect guy. This guy that was with me in Philadelphia.
For one,
but
for a
you,
cup of, for a cup
you,
of coffee.
Lynnell Willingham,
in Philadelphia for
based,
a cup of coffee.
Who based everything on some meandering
that's not what I based
National
on.
Bleacher Report
that's not at all what I did. I
from somebody
just
in mommy's basement.
You. I literally just sat here and gave you further reason why I
you
was
did.
Un-
you said.
Because Philly
you,
wouldn't play him last
you,
year.
You
Taylor
said
Hurts
that they,
would,
they wouldn't play him because they didn't believe in him
no,
and
they didn't
trust him.
They, no, they didn't.
Which is complete nonsense.
So why is Brian Johnson complete, not in Philadelphia anymore?
Because he wasn't a good play caller.
Because there was a
they felt he wasn't a good play caller. Why was he hired here?
Good gracious, Chris.
Why was he hired here?
Are you
He
are
must
you
be a village
omit,
idiot.
Are you
he,
going
is he
to,
not the assistant head coach?
So you're saying that
is
Philadelphia
he not the assistant, is
So you're saying
wait,
that
wait,
Philadelphia
let me,
had
let me
so much
check.
Trust.
Wait,
Brian
wait,
Johnson in
wait,
Philadelphia had so much trust
wait,
and belief.
Let me look it
are
up.
Are you going to look up his role?
Let me,
yeah, he's the assistant
let me, oh,
head
okay,
coach.
Okay. Brian Johnson.
The bottom line.
Commanders.
All I was trying to say is that
well,
I apologize.
He's the assistant head coach and offensive pass game coordinator.
Why don't you cut his mic off?
Of the Washington Commanders.
Why don't
wow.
you
ever- Brian Johnson and Marcus Man. Mariota must be two freaking village idiots because a crazy organization and a crazy Nick Sirianni blamed them and said, nope, this guy can't play. I don't want him to play. I don't trust him to play. Even though my franchise quarterback
Bro,
is
Chris,
limping
Chris,
around.
Chris.
And,
that,
oh, by the way,
say?
I'm going to fire Brian Johnson, who was great on my staff the year before as just a quarterback's coach. But when elevated to play caller and offensive coordinator, for whatever reason, it didn't click. It
so
didn't mesh.
Saying, so
but
saying,
it did early
so,
in
so
the year.
So you're saying the Eagles choosing to play.
I'm saying you're –
You're choosing – no, you're not even letting me finish.
Well,
you're saying the Eagles'
mm-hmm.
decision to play an injured Jalen Hurts last year over Marcus Mariota has nothing to do with Marcus Mariota. It has no reflection of who Marcus Mariota is and what he is and their trust level in him.
I acknowledge that they would probably rather have an 80-85% Jalen Hurts – versus,
the man that they just signed to a $250 million dollar extension.
Right. Versus Marcus
the
Mariota?
The man that they just basically invested their entire franchise into.
Are you saying that you know exactly what was wrong with Jalen Hurts last year? Is that what you're
saying?
It
was a lower body injury.
Uh-huh.
That is what was reported.
Because that's what you saw on TV. You were obviously working directly with Jalen Hurts, right? You were massaging his groin and his thighs.
You wish you were massaging Jalen Hurts' groin.
So my point is, you talk declaratively, and like you know everything.
It was a lower
everything.
Body injury. Was
and,
it not
and that
reported?
Marcus Mariota can't possibly play.
That's not what I said at all.
Can't possibly be trusted.
That's because, not at all what I
because
said.
He didn't play when Jalen Hurts was medically cleared to play and was physically okay enough to play, but not at 100%.
And clearly him not being at 100% hurt the Eagles, correct?
The only reason why they went in the toilet was because of that, right?
It's not at all
had nothing
what I
to
said.
Do with
that's
their
not,
defense,
that's
right?
Not at all what I said.
Okay.
That is you trying
just
to
asking.
Put your claw in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I'm just busy here pointing out reasonable common sense to your wind blustery.
It's wind blustery that I said I didn't want Marcus Mariota.
That Marcus Mariota, that you're all off
joke.
Season, all
I made
off
a
season
joke about him walking.
You
off
didn't
the
mention
field
one thing about Jalen Hurts. One thing about Jalen Hurts all offseason.
Yes,
you said
I did. You just don't listen or you're
quit.
Too old to remember
you
everything
said
that I say.
He quit on his teammates. I do not want it. You didn't offer one thing about, hey, man, he holds on to the ball too long. Hey, man, he gets injured too much. Hey, man, he doesn't anticipate right. You didn't say one thing about that. One thing about that. You can walk out all you want. That's fine. I'll do the damn show myself. It's my freaking show.
I'd say that you won that argument.
148 on the Team 980. How do you like them apples? First time in radio history here in Washington, D.C., someone walked out of studio because he got mad that I disputed some irrational opinion. And now he's back. How about that?
Did you
go back to Craig, and did Craig give you milk and cookies?
Craig, does Craig eat milk and cookies?
I don't
does
know.
Craig eat
probably not.
That is carbohydrate-filled?
Probably not, but did he give you milk and cookies to soothe you or no?
The producer has recommended that you break.
Okay,
I
let's take a time
that you
out.
Follow the producer.
148 on the Team 980, and now gracious. He recommends that to follow the producer. 148 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. This has been a weird 48 minutes so far, but no promises. Just we'll keep it going, and we'll try and figure things out along the way. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We got a bunch of people on hold, even though I think I've maybe given out the number once or twice. I'm really more interested in trying to solve this dilemma that we've been having.
No. You have a dilemma. No one else. You're the only one with a dilemma. Are you talking about Jaden Daniels' the rib injury?
We're talking about, Jaden Daniels' the rib injury and the clarification of it. And then also.
Oh, God.
Marcus Mariota, who you said repeatedly on this radio show, okay, and any other outlet that you're on, that Marcus Mariota was a bad fit because he was a bad teammate and a bad dude, and he quit on his team.
That's my personal opinion. Yes.
Okay.
It was an
and
opinion.
Then you just changed it last segment. When we started to branch into, Marcus Mariota is going to take first team reps, practice, be likely the starter, you basically said, oh, wait a second. Marcus Mariota didn't even play in Philadelphia last year, not because Jalen Hurts was ruled medically good and was the starting quarterback and the franchise quarterback, and they were trying to get him right and so on and so forth, and they were trying to deal with whatever internal dynamics that they had. You said that Marcus Mariota did not play last year in Philadelphia because they did not believe in him, they did not trust him, they did not like him, they did not want him, some variation of all of that.
You let me
know. And then
know.
I said, well, wait a second. I said, the same guy that was calling the plays in Philadelphia last year, that was the offensive coordinator, was hired as the assistant head coach and pass game coordinator here, and largely had a hand in bringing Marcus Mariota here. So that's where we're at, kind of trying to get through all this. And that's why I got a little bit flustered.
You should probably be the wrong word.
I probably got annoyed.
You are creating partially your own narrative.
How so?
I did not say that he didn't play because the coaches didn't like him. I was speculating that why would they not play him if their $200 million franchise quarterback clearly was hobbled with a lower body injury and not right? Why not let him get to 100% by playing your backup? And I asked you, does that situation reflect at all on Marcus Mariota? I'm asking, knowing what I already think, I think it 100% reflects on Marcus Mariota. I think it's a lack of trust. They were a team battling for a playoff spot, and they didn't think they could win with him.
You just said it there. They were battling for playoff
and
position.
And they didn't think they could win
spot.
With him. Why not have Jalen? Do you realize how many games they lost in a row down the stretch?
Every situation.
Do you realize how many
yes.
games in a row? That yeah.
They started
10-0, Chris.
Yeah.
So there was ample time.
Right.
While they had a lead in the standings for them to rest Jalen Hurts without it impacting significantly their playoff
standing. You know when they rested Jalen Hurts 2 years ago when they had clinched everything? That's when they rested Jalen Hurts. And then even then they brought him back for a meaningless 18th game.
He wasn't dealing with an injury.
He was. 2 years ago?
2 years ago?
Yeah.
What injury was he dealing with?
Yeah, he had a knee injury.
That was last year, Chris.
No.
That was last year.
No, he had the knee injury in the Super Bowl.
I refuse to argue over semantics of Jalen Hurts. Bottom line is, I guess I was wrong about Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, you were dead wrong about Marcus Mariota.
It's still to be proven.
Now, I was wrong from a football perspective saying, hey, you know what? I would rather somebody else because I don't think Marcus Mariota, A, can stay healthy, B, holds on to the ball too long, C, takes too many sacks, B, D, doesn't anticipate well.
Here's the thing.
Had no idea what kind of person Marcus Mariota was because I don't overreact to a documentary and Bleacher Report stories.
But you overreact to not hearing about whether or not the rib is fractured or broken.
Well, we haven't heard. That's the problem.
We haven't.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Hour number two, hopefully less contentious. It's already been a wacky windbag Wednesday. Here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.